There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 42 of the Tabernacle, Anchored in Hope. R.C. Sproul once said, "Hope is called the anchor of the soul." That's from Hebrews 6:19, because it gives stability to the Christian life. But hope is not simply a wish. I wish that such and such would take place. Rather, it is that which latches on to the certainty of the promises of the future that God has made. Our text for today is Hebrews chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. "We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11, the author desires for all believers to have the full assurance of hope until the end. In verse 18 of the same chapter, we are challenged to hold fast to the hope set before us. In Hebrews 6, verses 19 and 20, we are told that this hope is a sure and steadfast anchor for the soul. The words "sure" and "steadfast" describe our strong dependence on Jesus. Our hope in Jesus is as reliable as an anchor that securely holds a ship to the sea's floor. In the same way, an anchor keeps a boat from drifting, our hope in God can keep us from drifting in our faith. This hope that holds us secure also allows us to enter into the inner place behind the curtain. That's Hebrews 6:19. This refers to the Holy of Holies and the veil we have discussed all week. The high priest could enter the Holy of Holies only once a year to meet with God. Because of Jesus' death, we have continual access to God. Christ's finished work on the cross gives us confident assurance and steadfast hope that we have access to God's presence. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary on Hebrews add the following truths. What only the high priest could do before, Christ did and allows us to do as well. In this way, Christ's high priestly work was different from any other priest. Other priests took people's sacrifices and represented them in the presence of God. Now, through Christ, we can approach the throne of grace with confidence. That's Hebrews 10:19. Repeating the theme in Hebrews 5, verse 5 through 10, the writer again describes Jesus as a high priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek was the king of Salem and priest of El Elyon, which means the Most High God. Melchizedek was first mentioned in Genesis chapter 14, verses 18 through 20, when he brought bread and wine to bless Abraham and God. His priesthood was so powerful that Abraham acknowledged it without question. No Hebrew could ever unite these offices himself and have the double rank of king and priest without severe consequences. You can see 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 1 through 21. Yet, God blessed Melchizedek to be both king and priest at the same time. So the writer of Hebrews proves that the Lord has the right to the same double rank as king and priest as Melchizedek. Jesus was the King of Kings while also fulfilling the role of the great high priest. The Life Application Bible Commentary on Hebrews illustrates verses 19 and 20 under the heading, Thanks Jesus. Inside a judge's chamber, an attorney pleads for a client. The judge listens, waiting to determine guilt or innocence, release or penalty. The defendant sits outside. A similar picture is presented here. Israel's high priest would argue the case with the righteous God once a year in a secret place where each would meet to hear the plea. Jesus is pictured here as our perpetual high priest, always advocating judicial acquittal for all who put faith in his work. Thanks, Jesus, we need that. We destitute clients have not much of a case apart from you. Our prospects are grim, but you turn judgment into blessing. There's no fee we can pay you, but in gratitude we give our lives to you. Whatever happens from now on, we know there's nothing to fear. So Jesus is our high priest. His death forever destroys the veil and allows us access to the most holy place with God. Christ is also our King. He reigns and rules over all. There is no greater security and hope than personally knowing Jesus Christ. That hope is anchored to our souls because our souls are forever tied to Jesus. Some questions to consider. In what way is your hope anchored to the finished work of Jesus on the cross? How does the veil being torn give you additional hope? In what ways do you see Jesus as your high priest and king? And finally, what are your thoughts when you hear the following words? The tearing of the veil in the temple means the way to God is open, the new covenant is inaugurated, and Jesus really is the Son of God. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.